What's it like to perform with a ghost?
There was no pianist breathing or cueing me. The good news is that he was very consistent.
It's absolutely true. It takes a little bit of adjusting.
That's cellist Zul Bailey and soprano Isabel Bayrakhdarian talking about their accompanist, the late, and I mean the very late, Manuel de Falla, who died in 1946. With the help of new recording technology, they've performed de Falla's 7 popular Spanish songs for a new CD called The Spanish Masters. Manuel de Falla originally recorded the work in 1928. This new CD was created using technology developed by a North Carolina company called Zenith. Their engineers call the results re-performances. Here's how it works. Historic recordings from wax cylinders or scratchy 78s are recorded into a computer. The computer analyzes the pianist's articulation, the timing of notes, how loudly or softly they're played, the attack and release of fingers from the keyboard. The data is then fed into a modern instrument fitted with a special playback mechanism, what amounts to a modern-day player piano. And voila, the soul of the long-dead master drifts up from the keyboard, but nobody's seated at the piano. It must have been an eerie sight as Miss Bayrakhdarian sang along.
I was placed right in the curve of the piano, how it would be in a normal recital setting. And imagine a very, very silent room. You get the countdown of when the piano will start, but there's a microsecond of shh, just tiniest of whoosh of this. That is the ghost almost, but in reality, it's the machinery in the piano that is transmitting the data for the piano to actually start playing. And to me, that was the moment of, ooh, there's the ghost coming in and inhabiting the piano, and here I am going to be singing with him.
Manuel de Falla is best known these days as a composer. He was a respected pianist in his day. That doesn't mean the Zenith re-performance of de Falla's piece doesn't include a few clams. Every once in a while, there may be a stumble or an awkward note. It's technically possible in the Zenith system to clean them up. The company's artistic director strongly discouraged this. Zul Bailey thinks this is good.
You know, some of the greatest performances are not the ones that are note perfect. His playing is very human, very mortal. It is very imperfect. But to hear a composer play something that was inside of him is a huge asset, knowing that the composers brought out things that were not all about perfection. They were brought out by why they wrote the music.
To Miss Bayrakhdarian, the best part about being able to perform with de Falla's ghost is the clues it gives as to how he himself approached his composition. For example, she says she'd been told all of her life to sing these pieces slowly, deliberately, in a formal, classical style. Never felt quite right. Learning that de Falla himself preferred a brisk, breezy, and folksy interpretation, she felt emboldened.
We are consumed with always trying to figure out what would the composer have wanted. And the way we try to perform something is to be the conduit for his wishes. So for the first time, this is a recording that actually provides the proof that this is what the composer wanted.
You're just hearing it straight from the composer. I agree with her completely. With the wonderful scenario of no distraction, the greatest piano available, the greatest recording technology available, the setup to bring this wax cylinder to life to actually hear the composers speak for themselves.
Cellist Zul Bailey, soprano Isabel Bayrakhdarian. They can be heard on the new, is it new, CD, the Spanish masters. And you can hear the 1928 version of a Defaya song and a Zenfree performance on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.